I want to draw your attention to the screens, just a couple of scriptures that we're going to look at. In fact, we're going to begin by looking at five wonderful Bible verses, and then this very brief message will revolve around those five verses. So the first verse is Jude 1, 24. You don't need to turn to it. All of the passages are on the screen. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into His glorious presence without a single fault." Wow. Ephesians 3:20, we've had it quoted already this morning. "Now all glory to God, who is through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Romans 16:25. "Now all glory to God, who is to make you strong, just as my good news says." Romans 4:21. "He," that's Abraham, "was fully convinced that God is to do whatever He promises." 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, "And God is to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Now, has anybody here today picked up what the common theme or thread is that is running through these five verses? Yes, God is. So if you're weighed down with problems and discouragement today, then you've come to the right place this morning. If you've got your back to the wall, and sometimes life is like that, and you don't know which way to turn, then you've come to the right place today. If you feel weak and you don't know how you're going to cope, and sometimes life is like that, then you've come to the right place this morning. If you're broke and you're struggling to pay your bills, then you've come to the right place this morning. If you're weighed down with sin, guilt, and shame, then you've come to the right place this morning. Because whatever mountain you're facing, God is able to do what you cannot do. So this is the deal. I'm going to preach just for a couple of minutes. I'm not just going to be as long-winded as the rest of them. Actually, I thought it was really great this morning. Absolutely, I do. But in a few minutes, what we're going to do, this is the deal. We're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to invite God into those areas of our lives that need that touch of heaven, and we're going to pray for you. So, and this is the deal. All boundaries are pulled down. You might say, "Well, I don't even come to your church." We're still going to pray for you. You know, if you're saying, "Yeah, I need a breakthrough," then we'll still pray for you, you know. You might say, "I don't even believe in God." That's okay. God believes in you. We can still pray for you. Just come forward and get prayed for in Jesus' name. So those five verses tell us, number one, that God is able to keep you from falling away. They say that God is able to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. God is able to make you strong. God is able to do whatever He promises, and God is able to bless you a little bit. Come on, God is able to bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, God is able. And so just what we're going to do for the next few minutes is, this is what I do want to say, is let's make God is able our theme, not just today, but let's let it run through spring. What do you think? I'd like to see our guys who are out in the car park and out there wearing these sorts of things. So the first thing people see when they come to Real Life Church over the next couple of months is, "Oh, God is able." Amen? I just thought that was a radical idea. I thought that by myself. Anyway, and let's make it part of our theme. And when we greet each other and when we're sharing our difficulties, let's not whinge about things. Let's declare, "God is able." And if you get any bad news coming your way, greet that bad news by saying, "Let's make it our church vibe, the vibe." Who saw that movie, The Castle? Yeah, the vibe. It's all about the vibe, amen. This is our vibe. God is able. We're going to talk very briefly. What I want to talk about is very, very briefly is I want to talk about those five God is able Bible verses, and let's just look at them to see what it tells us about God. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pray, we're going to get blessed, we're going to get encouraged, and we're going to go out better than we came in this morning in Jesus' name. Okay, so very quickly, what do the five God is able Bible verses tell us about God? Well, firstly, they tell us that our God is awesome and good to us. That's the next slide. God is not against you. He is for you. That's what they tell. Number one, those verses tell us that God is awesome and that he's good to us. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, verse 2, let all that I am, may I never the good things he does for me. Praise God. The five God is able statements, they're good statements to you and to me. They're statements of how God can bless you and lift you up. Amen. So may we never forget the good things that God does for us. So what do the five Bible verses tell us about God? They tell us that God is awesome and that God is good to us. Number two. Secondly, the five God is able Bible verses show us that God is an active God. Amen. These verses that we read at the beginning are action statements that God is able to do. God is not dead. God is not dead. God is alive and well. And God's not gone away. God has not gone on a holiday. God has not gone on a cruise. God's not sick. God's not laid up in bed. God's not aged and become old and lost his memory and energy. Neither is God a passive observer of your life. On the contrary, God is very much alive. He's doing stuff today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is active and he's ready for action in your life. And he's closer to you today than you realize. So what do the five Bible verses tell us about God? They tell us that God is awesome and God is good. And secondly, they tell us that God is active and ready for action. Thirdly, the five God is able Bible verses show us that God cares for you. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. God does not sit in heaven unmoved by your difficulties. Indeed, the Bible indicates that God's emotions are engaged when he watches you. And he is watching you today. Sometimes you make God laugh. Actually, sometimes you make us all laugh. Amen? Sometimes you make God laugh. And sometimes God cries when you cry. Who knows that God cries? Yeah. Yeah, he does. Sometimes God gets angry about the damage that sin is causing you. God gets annoyed when you make a poor choice and you know better. But then God gets delighted when you make a good choice. God's got all of his emotions going on when it comes to you because his eye is upon you today because God cares for you. And these God is able Bible verses, they're shouting. That God out, the shouting out that God cares for you. And God knows that you need him and that you're not going to make it on your own without him. God is really interested in you. Absolutely is. And he's interested in all the details of your life, including things that others would consider to be mundane. God is interested in every area of your life. A couple of weeks ago, I caught a plane to Adelaide for the Aglow conference, by the way, which was outstanding. I think I saw Kerry. I might have seen Kerry. Yeah, here today. Great conference. And I was just impressed with the conference, but I was also impressed with the new buildings and constructions at the Perth Airport. I flew Virgin Airlines, and I was just amazed at what they've built. And it was huge, but the Perth Airport is just so small compared to the great airports of the world. If you've traveled around, some of them are huge. And when I've traveled, I get overawed by the large airports like Singapore. I love Singapore Airport. You know, they've even got a cinema in there. Who's been to watch a movie in the cinema there? Michelle and I have. It's great. Missed the plane, but the movie was good. No, we didn't miss the plane. And Heathrow Airport's just mind-boggling. And I get overawed when you consider all the organizing of the planes and all the people. You know, people everywhere, they're like little ants. And luggage, you know. Every airport is a grand logistical achievement of the highest order. They really are. But imagine running heaven. God does that, you know. What does it take to run heaven? It's a big place. The biggest airport in the world is nothing like the size of heaven. And just consider the colossal effort behind the organization of all those millions of angels. God is a great organizer. But in addition to running heaven, God listens to all the prayers being prayed by people all at the same time from all around the world in all the different languages, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God's really busy. God's got a lot going on. However, these God is able Bible verses shout out that God has got time set aside for you because he cares for you. How does God have time for you when he's so busy? It's because God is able. He's able to run heaven and he's still able to bless you abundantly all at the same time. So these five Bible verses that we read at the beginning shout out that God is awesome and good to us. Secondly, they show us that God is active. And thirdly, they show us that God cares for you and for me. Fourthly, the five God is able Bible verses that we read at the beginning shows that God does not discriminate. There are no racial, financial, educational, or even religious escape clauses attached to any of those five verses. God is able for everyone who believes, black, white, tall, short, rich, poor, educated, uneducated. God is able to fulfill his promises for you today. Yes, you do fit with God. Irrespective of where you come from or what you have done, God is for you. He's not against you. God is able for you this morning. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have." God is able for anyone who dares to believe. In a moment, we're going to pray. Dare to believe God. And anyone can do that. And God does not discriminate. He just looks for your faith. So from our God is able Bible verses that we read at the beginning, we can conclude that God is awesome and he's good to us. Secondly, they show us that God is active. Thirdly, they show us that God cares for you and for me. Fourthly, they show us that God does not discriminate. He's open to all that will believe. Fifthly, can we all say fifthly? It's hard to say that word, isn't it? Fifthly, we see in our five God is able Bible verses that God is a God who provides for our needs. In fact, every one of those five verses is about meeting a need in our lives. God is our provider. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our. One of the five verses, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, actually says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, that's an important word, isn't it? So that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That verse that you've got on the TV screens there, that's taken from a Bible passage that is talking about money and generosity. Yes, the Bible talks about money. It speaks a lot about money. And God cares about your ability to put food on your table and to be able to pay your bills. Those things are important to God, about you. God cares about your work. God cares about your employment. He cares about your business. He cares about your investments, if you're fortunate to have some. He cares about how you run your home. And it's not wrong, and neither is it sinful, to pray for wisdom about these matters. God is able to give you wisdom so you can prosper. There's nothing wrong with prospering, amen? Now, God doesn't promise that he will make you a millionaire. You know why? Because for a lot of us, if we became millionaires, it would pull us away from God. Because most of us don't know how to handle that much money. God never promised for us to be millionaires, but God does declare that he's able to bless you abundantly so that you will have enough for yourself, enough for your family, and even extra so that you can be a blessing to other people. Amen. Indeed, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says, there, that's you and me, I put that in brackets there, that we should our trust should be in God who richly gives us all we need for our misery. What's the word? Yeah, we need to lighten up a little bit, you know, sometimes. You know, we're still allowed to enjoy life. Thank God that he's interested in our enjoyment of life. Absolutely. God does not want you to be miserable. He's designed you, wired you up for enjoyment. And it's easier to enjoy life when you're able to pay your bills. Amen. So consequently, God is able to cause your boss to give you more hours if you're looking for more hours. God is able to cause you to find favor and get a pay rise. Amen. May God grant you all pay rises, amen, this year. God is able to cause you to have creative ideas for your business to flourish. God is able to cause you to have favor when you go for that job interview. Don't get sweaty and nervous about it. When you go for that interview, trust God. You know? It does help if you dress up a little bit and comb your hair and have a shower and brush your teeth as well. Just throwing that in. God is able. So from our five God is able Bible verses, we can conclude that God is awesome and God is good to us. Secondly, they show us that God is active in the world, in our lives. Thirdly, they show us that God cares for you, for me. Fourthly, they show us that God does not discriminate and is open to all that who believe. And fifthly, they show us that God is able to provide for you, amen, and meet your needs as you trust the Lord. Okay, now, sixthly, how many of these we got? Amen. We see in our God is able Bible verses that God is able to make you strong and keep you from falling. Now, if you feel weak as a Christian, then you're not on your own. Welcome. Welcome to church. Because we all feel weak from time to time, you know? Absolutely. Of course we do. And if you feel in the heat of temptation, then again, you're not on your own. Welcome. Welcome. We all get tempted to do stupid things. Some of us do stupid things. I was only talking to Rochelle about something she did this week. I was just saying. I'm just joking. You know I'm joking, don't you? I would never say that to her on her own at home. But, you know, we get tempted. Everybody does. But the thing is if, and you understand when I use this word, if you've stuffed up and let God down, then again, you're not on your own, you know. But as Christians, we don't let our failures define who we are. Rather, we let Jesus Christ define who we are. Jesus Christ is able to take you in your weakness and make you strong again. He picks you up. He doesn't kick you down. Jesus Christ is able to keep you or to take you in your failure and keep you from falling. If you're going to fail, just fail forward into the arms of God. God has said this, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. He's able to sustain you. No one can live the Christian life without the help of God's strength. It's impossible. You need God's strength, every one of us. God is able to make you strong, keep you from falling. So from our five God is able Bible verses, we can conclude, I'm talking so fast today, that God is awesome and good to us. Secondly, they show us that God is active in the world, in our lives. Thirdly, they show us that God cares for you and for me. Fourthly, they show us that God does not discriminate. Fifthly, they show us that God is our provider. And sixthly, they show us that God is able to make you strong, keep you from falling. Seventhly and finally, these God is able verses tell us that God still does miracles. Miracles happen. Absolutely, they do. Every God is able statement is a supernatural statement of God's intent. God is able to act outside the laws of nature and probability. He can do what no one else can do. The day for miracles is here. This is the day of the Holy Spirit. The day for miracles is here, and you can have a miracle today in the middle of Gosnells, in a tiny little church in the middle of Gosnells. You can walk out changed today in the name of Jesus. God is here. God is here. If God says He's able, then God is able. So from our five, God is able verses, we can conclude that God is awesome and good to us. Amen. Secondly, they show us that God is active. He's alive. He's not dead. He's active. Thirdly, they show us that God cares for you. He cares for me. Fourthly, they show us that God does not discriminate with anybody here in this room at all. Fifthly, they show us that God is able to provide for us. Sixthly, they show us that God is able to make you strong and keep you from falling. And finally, they show us that God still does. Absolutely, absolutely, miracles. God is able. You heard some miracles this morning. I mean, Kevin Christensen is a living miracle. Amen? What a story. I'll finish it just with this thought. In Matthew chapter 8, we read of a very sick man. He was riddled with leprosy, if that's the right phrase. His life was been destroyed. He was sick with leprosy. And he approached Jesus. And the sick leper man should not have approached Jesus because leprosy was contagious. And so lepers were required to stay away. In fact, they used to throw rocks at them if they came too close. But this man took his chances and he knelt before Jesus and he said this, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." This man did not say, he said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He did not say, "Lord, if you are able, you can make me clean." This man had absolutely no doubt about the ability of Jesus. But his statement to Jesus revealed that he was unsure about the willingness of Jesus towards him. He was not sure that Jesus wanted to heal him from his leprosy. And maybe you're the same today. I've convinced you God is able. That's not the problem for you. The problem might be God's willingness. Perhaps you can accept that God is able, but you're not sure whether God is willing to get involved with your life. But the Bible says that Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said to him, "I am willing." And then he healed the man. Whenever the Bible says God is able, it really is also saying God is willing. Wherever the Bible says God is able, it really is also saying God is willing. The Bible is saying God is willing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, it says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes." God says yes to you today. God is able and God is willing.